Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I have to admit, as much as I defend Brian Cashman, and I do it all the time, and feel free to call me up at 877-337-6666 and attempt tonight to get on Brian Cashman, I might just lose it. Because this is he has been, since 2016, really since him coming on to the job in 98, he's done a fine job. But since 2016, he has done a brilliant job. But I have to admit, I was very unsure of his course of action here with DJ LeMahieu. I really was. And I talked about it last week, and I've talked about it the last few weeks. I was very hesitant with this plan to let DJ shop. Now, you knew DJ wanted to come back. Ultimately, if he had his desires met, he would be a New York Yankee. So you knew the Yankees had that in their back pocket, and you knew there was a good chance that they would eventually pony up. But when you let it go this long, and you allow him to shop himself, and yes, the entire market has taken time, and really no big free agent has gone off, you're still waiting on Bauer, you're still waiting on Springer, you're still waiting on Realmuto. So it's not like other guys are going off the table here and LeMahieu's, you know, sitting around with his, you know, his thumb up his butt. But it got to a point where he came out publicly and said he was unhappy with the direction. You're allowing him to go get it's public that he's shopping. No other team, no other free agent had that moniker. You know, the Astros are just not interested in bringing back Springer for whatever reason. The money, it's just, that's not going to happen. Springer's out there as a free agent. Realmuto just got another offer from Philadelphia. There's been no, hey, go take a look. Go take a look-see. And if you can find anything, then bring it back to us and we'll talk. That, and as he continues to go out there and shop and not obviously get a deal, it becomes to the point where he feels like, it's an embarrassing thing. You get the Dodgers. Well, you know, the Dodgers are interested, but if Turner ends up going somewhere else, then the Dodgers will become interested. And it just got to the point where I was concerned that DJ was going to be like, hey, I came here on a 2-year team-friendly deal of $12 million a year. I wasn't even promised a position when I came here. You just told me we'll find a place for you. And I still came here because I wanted to be a Yankee. And all I did was win a batting title and be the best player on your entire team for the last 2 years. That's all I did. And I just thought that there might have been some ill will being bred between these two, or certainly from LeMahieu to the Yankees. And I was concerned that over what seemed to be a fair contract to me, when it first came out that LeMahieu wanted 5 years and $20 million, I would have been like, is that all? 5 years, 20, 5 years, $100 million? $20 million a year for 5 years. After what you've just done, after the fact that we got you for two years at $12 million each, the fact that you're a gold glove player at second base who can play third, who can play first, who's our best hitter, who just won a batting title, who finished third in the MVP, who is the one guy in the lineup you always know is going to give you a good at-bat, who leads the world in multi-hit games, this great player that we were lucky enough and had the foresight enough to bring in, even though we didn't have a clear spot for him, what he's become, we can get this guy for $20 million a year for the next 5 years? Sign me up. Sign me up. And I was very curious as it went along what the Yankees were thinking, and I was very concerned that a team would come in, swoop in, and give them the big offer. And having said all that, Brian Cashman is smarter than me, and that is why he's running the Yankees, and I am just talking about it. And why I'm just an idiot who I'm lucky enough they let talk in front of a microphone and just give his opinions, because you know what? How dare I? And I know if you listen to Carton and Roberts, which I'm a part of, that's kind of what Carton was saying to me and other people, other Yankee fans. And I have to admit, he's 100% right. He's 100% right. I always have Cashman's back, and I was led astray, and I was dead wrong because he knew the market. And this deal is such a good deal for the New York Yankees, it's ridiculous. 6 years at $90 million is a spectacular deal. And he knew, he played the game, and he told, you know, who knows exactly what's said behind closed doors, but they told DJ, look, we love you. We don't know what this market is. I have no idea what it is. And I'm not going to bid against myself for you. I don't know what your market is. You find the market, and I promise you, I will pay it. And when he went out there and he found that there was no market, rumor is the best offer was from the Blue Jays at 4 years at $78 million, which is more per year than the 15 the Yankees find themselves in with LeMahieu. It's still apparently clear now LeMahieu wanted $90 million. That was the number DJ wanted. He wanted to get paid at least $90 million. Early on, before he realized what this market was going to be, it was probably $100. But he was able to talk himself into saying, all right, 90, but no less. And the Yankees were able to say, okay, then we'll give it to you over six. We'll spread it out. You'll do us a favor. You'll get your 90. We get it spread over a longer period of time. Less annual money. Helps us with our salary cap. It is a brilliant move. This is as good a sign. This is as good a contract and as well played by a general manager, certainly by a Yankee or a Met general manager, than I can ever think of. And I'm sure that's probably short-sighted, and I'm sure if you guys want to call up and give me 100 different ones, maybe. But this is a guy, like I said, who finished third in the MVP, won a batting title, is the only player, I believe, in modern history now, who's won a batting title for both leagues. He plays gold glove second base. He can play third and first. I give it to you. He's been the Yankees' best player. And he did it for $12 million a year. Which is another incredible signing when you think about it, how amazing it was that they brought him in without a clear position and gave him that contract to come here and what he's done for it. And now the idea that he's getting a $3 million raise, that's it? For what he's done for the Yankees, he's getting $3 million more per year over the next six. And I'm not worried about those. And everyone, well, 6 years. What, he's 32 already. What's he going to be at the end of that contract? Let me tell you something. I don't care. I have no interest other than just him being a Yankee, and I hope he performs well. I'm not concerned about that contract at all. If you have to eat $15 million at the end of the contract, fine. But I'll tell you what. I think LeMahieu is going to age beautifully. He does not rely on his legs. He does not really rely on his power. All he does is get up there and swing the bat and hit base hits. He's hit more home runs than I thought he would, and certainly going the other way. He's figured out. He's as good. Opposite field, taking advantage of the short porch at Yankee Stadium as any right-handed hitter I've ever seen. Now, he doesn't hit them as far as any right-handed hitter I've ever seen, but he is the king of the first and second row home runs going the other way. So he's hit more home runs than I thought he would. He's obviously, I think he's going to hit more home runs here than he would anywhere else, and that's probably part of the reason he wanted to be a Yankee. But this is a guy who rolls out of bed and hits 300 and puts the ball in play. And he's going to do that well into his mid-30s. I have no problem with giving him 6 years. None. If he insisted on 100 and he would have taken 7 for 100, I would have given him 7 for 100. This is a brilliant deal. And Cashman deserves to be applauded. And all you Cashman haters out there who still line up too right-handed. The lineup's just too right-handed. Too many strikeouts. All these guys, they're right-handed power hitters with strikeout. Good luck calling me up and trying to go anti-Cashman today, because this is just brilliant. And he follows that up with signing Kluber. Two-time Cy Young Award winner who's obviously barely pitched. It's like 7 or 8 starts over the last 2 years. I get it. But you know what? I love it. I love it. You know why I love it? because it's a shot at a real difference maker. Now, you look at this rotation, and it's obviously Cole at the top, who you're very confident in is going to be the ace and who's going to be one of, if not the best pitcher in the American League. And then it's youth. You got Severino whenever he comes back, June, July from Tommy John. You got Herman. You got Montgomery. Herman, we haven't seen in over a year, and who knows where his head is at. They say he's pitching well, but who knows? Montgomery, Garcia, Schmidt. I get it. It's a lot of young guys, and you might need some inning eaters. But you know what? Look at the rest of this division. The Rays just lost their two best starting pitchers and Glasnow. So two of their three best starting pitchers. They trade away their ace. Morton signs in Atlanta. They're not going to be as good as they were last year. And the Red Sox are still in the process of building this thing up. And I'm telling you right now, with this lineup, the Yankees are going to be good enough to win the division. It's time to win a World Series. And I love Tanaka. Love him. One of the great free agent signings the Yankees have ever made. As a pitcher, certainly in Cashman. One of the great pitching signings they've made in recent memory. He's reliable. But you know what? You can't call him, after what we saw in the postseason, you can't rely on him as a postseason starter. And you know what? I don't think the Yankees will find someone to eat innings. I want to take a chance on someone who can be the legitimate number two. And if the Yankees saw enough in his side and his bullpen, his showcase, and they feel he's close or healthy and he could be what he was previously or at least close to it, then let's take a shot on that as opposed to bringing back a Tanaka or bringing in an Odorizzi or bringing in some other guy who's really, you know, is going to be just run-of-the-mill, eat some innings. And really, let's be honest, if Tanaka comes back, best case scenario, he's not pitching in the postseason. Best case scenario is the young kids, Devi Garcia, Schmidt, all these guys, Montgomery, Herman, maybe, you know, obviously Severino coming back. You hope all of them are healthy and pitching well, and Tanaka probably doesn't even get a postseason start. But if Kluber is healthy, if Kluber is himself, he's starting the second game. I'm willing to take a chance on the difference maker. It was the same thing with Tulowitzki a couple years ago. And this is the perfect example to me because it plays against the idea of it working, and I still don't mind it. They could have done a lot of different things. You had Didi coming off Tommy John. He was going to miss half the year. They bring in LeMahieu as backup after they signed Tulowitzki. Now, Tulowitzki ended up getting hurt like he always does, and it did not pan out. But you know what? They took a shot on an idea of having someone who could revert back to his previous elk and could be this close to the stud he was in previous years. They believed he was healthy. They took a shot on him. It didn't work, and they won 100 games. They will find a way to get innings, but I want to take the chance that Kluber is Kluber. I wanted to take the chance that Tulowitzki was Tulowitzki. It didn't work out. They figured it out. That's what the Yankees do. They'll figure it out. They'll bring on someone. They're not going to just take water and have a rotation that's just a disaster. They'll trade for someone. They'll do something. But this lineup is good enough to be at the top of this division with this rotation. And if they have to add to it at the deadline, they will. But let me take a shot on someone who could possibly be a top of the rotation guy. That's where I'll spend my remaining $11, $15 million, as opposed to bringing in Tanaka, who I love and who I hope they still could have room for in the budget. But I get it. Kluber hasn't pitched, but you know what? It's a shot of brilliance. I'll take it. Let's take the shot. It pans out, and that, you know, he's who he was, and now the Yankees are heading into a postseason series with Cole and Kluber and LeMahieu.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.